Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Hey, and we will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amun Aleph at the top of the Amud B'chol Makom Talmid Chachamim. We learned in the Mishnah, we discussed yesterday extensively the halacha of doing melacha, the minig, the halacha of doing melacha on Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah says, B'chol Makom Talmid Chachamim B'teilim Melacham, that in every place the minig certainly is that Talmid Chachamim don't do melacha on Tisha B'Av. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel made a comment. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer that La'olam Yasa Adam Atzmei Talmid Chacham, a person can always act as if he were a Talmid Chacham and not do melacha on Tisha B'Av. Ask the Gemara, the member, does that mean to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel Sova Loicha Shina LaYuara? We're not concerned that a person should his actions should be interpreted as if he's acting in an arrogant manner. By not working on Tisha B'Av, he seems to be showing that he's better and that he doesn't have to, and that he doesn't work on Tisha B'Av. So the Pasha Pshat is that why did Talmid Chachamim not work on Tisha B'Av? Because a person who is Adam Chashev, who's an important person, should be machmer on himself. And as we've been discussing, may you or may you not work on Tisha B'Av, a person who's a Talmid Chacham should go extra mile and not work on Tisha and not work on Tisha B'Av. But the Miri has a beautiful pshat. He says that, as we've been discussing, Tisha B'Av, the day of the Churban HaBayis, is the day of an Avelis. So explains the Miri that only a Talmid Chacham could appreciate the great loss that Klal Yisrael suffered with the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and without us having the ability to bring Kabbonis and to do to avoid the Beis HaMikdash. So since a Talmud Chacham has the ability to recognize and feel the terrible loss that we suffered, that's why Talmud Chacham shouldn't work. Another Gemara saying is that everybody is allowed to treat themselves in that way. In fact, the Chiddush Arim was once asked, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph and Aruch Chaim says, Roy l'cho Yerushimayim liyos meitzer al churban. Every Yerushimayim should be upset about the Churban HaBayis. So the question is it this only limited to Yerushimayim, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Roy l'Yerushimayim? So he answered that a person who's not a Yerushimayim first has to be worried about his own korban. He has to worry that, look where I am in this world, that I'm missing being a Yerushimayim. First, and therefore he doesn't have the ability, he says, to think so much about the korban HaBayis. But clearly, Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion in our Mishnah is, the Lacha Shin LaYura, we're not worried that people are going to say that this person is acting in an arrogant manner, that he's treating himself like a Talmid Chacham. Rabbanon, who didn't agree to this, are obviously of the opinion, Chashin Aliyura. Ask the Gemara, Vayev Chashamin Aluhu, haven't we learned just the opposite? The Tanah, the Mishnah, Masech, the Brachas, the Avtez Zayin, Mabeis, teaches us, Im Chotzim Yitzalikris Krishma, Belayla Rishon, V'chotzim, on the first night that he got married. And obviously, he can't have the proper Kavona. When he says the Krishma, so the Chotzim, if he wants, still Kairi, he has the right to read, say, Krishma. And as I saw the Tiferes Yisrael points out, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, teaches us the call a pata midover, if somebody's actually exempt from doing something, for say, when he does it, nikra hedjit. So how can the Rebbetzin hold that if he wants to read Krishma, he has a right? So the Tiferes Yisrael says it, that halacha only applies that by taking on this chumrah, you're going to have at the same time a kula. So you can't have a chumrah and a kula at the same. You can't have a chumrah and a kula at the same time. But where there's no kula that is derived from your action, then you could be machmer. Another pshat that he suggests that if a person will strain himself, he will be able to have kavana, and therefore he should read Krishna that night. But Shimon Gamliel Omer, Loi Kol HaRoitz Litos Hashem Yitol, you can't just say, I'm able to have the crapper kavana, and therefore I should be in that category. So isn't there a stira in the opinion of Shimon Gamliel? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan, because of this question, says indeed, Mechlefes Hashita. We have to reverse the opinion. And one of them, the Rishonim, Rashi, the Vermaskel Mechlefes, doesn't seem to be, says we don't know which Mishnah we would have to reverse, but one of in order to make the two Mishnayis consistent, one of the two Mishnayis can have to be reversed. Rav Shesh Breid Ravidi Omer Loi Tepach. There's no reason to make a reversal of the opinions. Drabanan, the Rabbanan Loi Kasha, the way to reconcile the opinion of the Rabbanan, Hocha, by Tishbav, Kivin the Kulam of a Melacha. We're living, obviously, in a place where everybody does Melacha on Tishbav. V'yu Loi Ovid, and if this person won't do Melacha on Tishbav, that is a situation of Mechsi Kiyura. It looks like he's trying to act in an arrogant fashion. Avil Hossam, by the Chosam who's saying Krishma, Kivin the Kulam the Kari, since everybody is saying Krishma, Viu Nami Kari, and he is also saying Krishma, like Mechsi Kiyura, it doesn't look arrogant because he's not different than anybody else. And the Shimon Gamliel, like Shimon Gamliel, like Kasha, Hossam the Bina Kavana, by Krishma, the reason we exempted a chassan from saying Krishma is because we need kavana. V'anan sadi deloy motzi kavuna date. But we're certain that a person, a regular person, when he's a chassan, doesn't have that ability. And therefore, if he says, I can't say Krishma, and I will have the proper kavana, mechsi kiyura. Aval hocha, when we speak about tishbav, loy mechsi kiyura. It doesn't look like a yura if somebody doesn't do work. Amri, because the people who see him not doing work on Tisha B'Av, they'll say, Melachu Deleslei, he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have what to do, or Pechazi, and they would say, Kame Batloni Ikabishuka. Aren't there many people who on different days of the year don't work, and it doesn't necessarily prove, that doesn't mean anything. And therefore, just because he's not working, doesn't mean that he is showing that he's a Talmud Chacham, that he's better than everyone else. The halacha, however, is, when it comes to Krishma, even though we just quoted the Mishnah Masechta Brachos, that says that only a Talmud Chacham, not everybody could say Krishma on the night that they're a chassan. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that halacha doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because unfortunately, even when we're not chassanim, even when we don't have the special occasion in our life, we unfortunately don't have the proper kavana when we say Krishma. So only people who all the time have the proper kavana, we could say that that certain situations come up that prevent them from having the proper kavana. But a person who never really has the proper kavana doesn't have that exemption. We continue going back to what we discussed at the beginning of the parak. At the beginning of the parak, we discussed the halachas of working on Erev Pesach before Chatzos and other Chatzos. An obvious question is that we began with that subject at the beginning of this parak, and then we went into many different subjects of Menhagim, and now our Mishnah returns to that subject. So the question that the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss, why didn't the Rebbe, when he set up the Mishnayis, continue discussing the halacha that we're going to learn in our Mishnah, the opinions that we're going to learn in our Mishnah, finish the discussion about the halacha on Erev Pesach, and then go into the other subjects. So most of the Rishonim and Achronim explain our Mishnah. The Tana began our Perek, as is the name of our Perek, with Mokim Shanagu, to discuss Minhagim. From that, the other Mishnayis continue discussing different Minhagim that some places had and some places didn't have. Now, as we're going to learn our Mishnah goes back to the subject of working in Erev Pesach, but this Mishnah is of the opinion that working in Erev Pesach is an Isser. It's not just a Minig. So first the Tana wanted to conclude discussing Minhagim, and now we go back to Halachas of Isurim. The Chama Amrim, Yehuda, as we discussed, Yehuda is a region in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was divided into three regions, Galo, Yehuda, and Eva Yarden. Yehuda, in that region, they did melacha until chatzais. Over Galilei, Yerushalayim, Kalikar, they didn't do melacha even till chatzais. So the Tzlach wants to understand what's the reason the Mishnah uses the word Kalikar. So he explains, because we're going to make a very big difference in the Gemara between if you started a melacha before, are you allowed to conclude it? And he wants to teach us that according to the Chachamim, that as we just said a moment ago, it's osur to do melacha. It's not just a minhag, it's an isur. So we can't be lenient under any circumstances. Halayla, what about the night before Erev Pesach in a place where they don't do melacha, which generally in our calendar, the day follows the night. So Beis Shammai says that since the day follows the night, the night and the day is one. So we're not allowed to do melacha by day. We're not allowed to do melacha the night before. Beisil matirim, beisil hold, ada netzach chama. That you're allowed to do melacha until the netzach chama. And the question is, how do we understand the opinion of Beisil? If, as we just said, in our calendar, the day follows the night, so if the day is usur, shouldn't the night be usur as well? So certainly if we say that the reason we're not allowed to do melacha on Erev Pesach is because of the Korban Pesach, so the Korban Pesach cannot be brought at night. So it's not a yontif. So it's not a time the melacha is usur. But even if you'll say that the reason is because it's a day that we're busy, so on Erev Pesach, there are certain halachas, there's certain things that we have to do at Erev Pesach, but they can't be done the night before, and that's why Beis Hillel says there's no reason to say melacha can't be done the night before. So points out to Gemara immediately. Mikara Tana Minhaga, we began the perek by saying that the issue of not doing melacha on Erev Pesach is a minhag. L'psoif, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah uses the words Isura, as we just read, B'shamei Oisrim. Answers the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan Loikasha. Harameya, the first Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya Varab Yehuda, whereas our Mishnah follows the opinion of Yehuda. The Tanya Arab Yehuda, Behuda Yosem Malacha Ba'arab Psochem and Chatzois, and Yehuda they did Malacha until Chatzois, but Gola and Yosem Malacha Kol Oker. They didn't do Malacha at all on Erev Pesach. Amar Loi Rameya, my Raya Yehuda Vagol Khan, what are you bringing? Why are you telling me what they did in Yehuda? And why are you telling me what they did in Galil? Every place, says Ramei to Yehuda, follows its custom. Ella, Malkum Shnagulasis, Melacha Oisim. So therefore Ramei says there's a simple rule. Where there's a minig that they do Melacha, they do it. Malkum Shnagulasis, in a place where there's a minig not to do minig Melacha, and Pesach, Ein Oisim. Midi, so it points out to Gemara. Midi Kam Ramei Minhaga. Since Rameya said that this is all a custom, Mechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is a surakama, that he's addressing Rameya and he says that it's not just a minig, it's an isser. And as the Rishonim point out, if it depends in minig, so as we discussed at the beginning of the parak, it depends on the minig hamakim. What is the minig in the place that you live? And if you will move from a place where they don't do melacha, where their minig is not to do melacha on Erev Pesach, and now you'll move to a place permanently where they do melacha on Erev Pesach, and you don't have any intention to go back to your original home, to your original location, you'll be allowed to do melacha. But if it's an Isser is not limited to a place. A person is not allowed to do A person is not allowed to do something which is wrong, and therefore makes no difference where he lives. Ask the Gemara, the Sav Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda indeed hold Abba Osir Mutabasis Melacha, that one could do Melacha on Erev Pesach, that he said that the Bnei Yehuda could do Malach and Erev Pesach until Chatzos. But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Hamanakesh, if somebody is pulling out grass from the wheat, from amongst where the wheat is growing, and he did it on Shloisha Asur, and he did this on the 13th day of Nisan, and the Nekra B'yodai, and as he's pulling out the grass, Shas Nekra B'yodai, some, and came out some wheat. Now we have to speak about the halacha of the Omer. The halacha is that on the second day of Pesach, Tezai Nisan, they brought a carbon Omer, and when they brought the carbon Omer, they now may eat the Chadosh. Any grain that took root since last year Pesach becomes mutter with the bringing of the carbon Omer. However, any grain that is not have has not have taken root before that date, so then you're going to have to wait another year. So what happened here was that this person was pulling out weeds, grass from the field. By accident, this grain came out. So now he wants to be able to eat this grain by the second day of Pesach and not have to wait a whole nother year. So the halacha is that he should replant it in a moist area where it will take root quickly again, and therefore it'll be permissible after the second day of Pesach. However, don't plant it in a place which is dry, where things don't take root very quickly. But what do we see from here? When did Rabbi Yehuda say we may do this? The Erev Pesach, but not on Erev Pesach. It seems, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't do it on Erev Pesach? Because you can't do Malacha on Erev Pesach. Michti, because the Gemara makes a point. Michti Shemina Leila Rabbi Yehuda, we know that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is, in Masech Tishvius, that Kol HaKavosh Eino Keletus L'Shloisha Yomim, that if it doesn't take root within 3 days, the Malacha is, then Shuv Eino Keletus, it's not going to take root. You need 3 days. So ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Abba also mutabasis malacha, that you can do malacha on Erev Pesach, so why was he specific in saying that you have to make sure to replant it by Shloish Asanisan, by Erev Pesach, v'kabesa v'chameso mixa shitzer, you can replant it on the 14th, and you'll have 3 days, the 14th of Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, and the 16th of Nisan, until they bring the carbon omer. And even though we don't have 3 full days, the only one of these 3 days, which is completely a 24-hour period, is the 15th. Still, the halacha always teaches us that mixes ayoy kikuloy. And therefore, even though you have, so therefore, since you have 3 days by applying the concept of mixes ayoy kikuloy, that's why it would be fine. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to do it on the 13th? Presumably, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that on the 14th, you can't do Malacha, because it's Erev Pesach. But in our Mishnah, it seemed, Rabbi Yehuda taught us, that in Yehuda, they did do Malacha on Erev Pesach. The Ar Samech points out that this discussion that we're having now in the Gemara is only applicable in the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing. So since the time the Beis HaMikdash was standing, as we keep on saying, that you could only eat the Chadosh after they brought the carbon Omer, which was brought sometime during the 16th of Nisan, so you have at least part of the 3rd day. B'zman hazeh, where we don't have a carbon Omer, so certainly you can't bring any new carbon until you can, the Omer becomes mutar as soon as the 16th day of Nisan comes. If that would be the halacha, then you don't have any of the 16th day. Amarava, begal shana. So the simple teretz is that this halacha that Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us is in Galul. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah taught us that in Galul they didn't do malacha on Erev Pesach, and that's why he said that it had to be done on the 13th. Ask the Gemara for Ikalaila. But even according to our Mishnah, where in Galul they didn't do malacha on Erev Pesach, they did malacha the night before. Answers the Gemara on Rav Sheshes. Rav Yehuda over here is following the opinion of Beis Shammai. Rashi Amar, the difficulty with this answer is obvious, because how does Rav Yehuda ignore the opinion of Beis Hillel and follow the opinion of Beis Shammai? And therefore says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar Loilin Beis Hillel. Rav Yehuda here is following the opinion of Beis Hillel. However, he says another teretz, Lefi Shein Dakish Amneodim Lanakish Belayla. People don't do weeding at night, and therefore Rav Yehuda is explaining the Mishnah only by day, and therefore by day it's already Erev Pesach, and we're in Golul where people don't work on Erev Pesach. We can explain this according to Rav Yehuda. When we're saying here that you need 3 days for taking the root, and we want to rely on mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, both on the first day and on the last day, he says that when can we apply the concept of mitzvahs Hayom Kikuloi, or how many times can we apply the concept? Chad mitzvahs Hayom Kikuloi Amrinan, we could apply it once. However, Tre mitzvahs Hayom Kikuloi Amrinan, we cannot apply it twice. And therefore, here we want to apply it twice, both on the 14th and on the 16th, then we can't say mitzvahs Hayom. Everybody will agree that we can't say mitzvahs Hayom Kikula. Ramei Omer, says the Mishnah further. Ramei Omer, kom loko shirishku by kodim la b'hasar. Again, in a place where there's a minig not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. And again, it's following the opinion of Ramei, whose opinion is that the not doing malacha on Erev Pesach is only a minig. It's not an isser. So therefore, we could be more lenient. It says Ramei, kom loko shirishku by kodim la b'hasar. If even in places where the minig is that they don't do malach on Erev Pesach, if you began something before Pesach, goimra barba asur, you could finish doing it on Erev Pesach. The halacha is that we can't begin a new malacha on Erev Pesach. Even if it's a malacha, that if I'll begin on Erev Pesach, I'll be able to finish on Erev Pesach. Doesn't make a difference. I may not do so. The Chamim say even a different lenient opinion, that there are certain professions, Sholosh Umnius Oysa Malacha Ba'ar B'Psochim HaChatzos. Even in a place where they don't do Malacha on Erev Pesach, certain Malachas may be done on Erev Pesach at Chatzos. Ve'lein HaChayotim are tailors, Safarim are barbers, Va'Kosim are people who do laundry. Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'afar Atzonim, people who make shoes, make covered yontif, allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. So there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand this Mishnah. Rashi explains that Ramei is referring to a place where they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, but still there are certain leniencies. Ramei is teaching us that a malacha that was begun before Erev Pesach can be completed even in such a place on Erev Pesach. The Rambam holds differently. Rambam says that Ramei is both referring to a place where they do malacha on Erev Pesach or they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach. And what the Mishnah, according to Rambam, according to Ramei, is teaching us, what malacha in such a place may be done on Erev Pesach, only a malacha that was begun before Pesach, but a malacha that was not begun before Erev Pesach, even in a place where they do malacha on Erev Pesach, may not be done on Erev Pesach. The Ravid disagrees. He says that our mission is going even in a place where they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, but still they were lenient in allowing us to complete malacha, or to do the Gimel Umnis, the three professions that we just identified at the end of the Mishnah. Now there's another Machlaikus. Whatever type of area, location, we're identifying Ramei is referring to, whether it's a place that has a minig not to do malacha, whether it's a place that has a minig to do malacha, however we want to understand the opinion of Ramei, What does it mean that he allowed us to do to finish a malacha on Erev Pesach? The Rabbeinu Yonah's opinion is that not only does Ramea allow us to complete the malacha, whatever the circumstances are, that was begun before Erev Pesach, till Chatzos, but Rabbeinu Yonah says that we're allowed to even continue doing it after Chatzos, of course, as long as we finish it before Yom Tov. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that even though Ramea it taught us a leniency in our Mishnah, the leniency only applies till Chatzos. After Chatzos, there's never a leniency. So the way Rashi explained the opinion of the Chachamim that identified these three professions, that the Chachamim are even more lenient than Ramea, that even in a place where they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, these three professions are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, and not only are they allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, they even may begin from scratch, not only complete an existing malacha. And according to Rabbam, that Ramea's opinion is that even in a place that they have a minute to do malacha, that Ramea says we only may complete something that was done from before. We may not begin from scratch. Here, these three malachas, because they're so important for Yom Tov, the Rambam will say, the Chacham agree, that not only may they be done on Erev Yom Tov, but they could even be gone. And the Gra explains that even though our Mishnah identified these three malachas, says the Gra, that's only we're lenient by these three malachas if you're doing them with Tzorech HaMoed. Aye, if that's the case, says the Gra, why didn't our Mishnah say so? Our Mishnah just identified these three professions. If the Gra is saying that it's only the Tzorech HaMoed, then it should have been said in the Mishnah. So the Gra explains, because it's obvious that that's what makes these malachas unique, that they're always done the Tzorech HaMoed. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tuf in Simen Tuf Samaches Sif Katan Chas Chavov says, because seems to take a different approach. He says these are malachas that everybody needs, and since these are malachas that are so important to everybody, that's why we could be lenient. So it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is not limiting the heter to Tzorech HaMoed. Ask the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah that any malacha that was begun before Erev Pesach, we may complete on Erev Pesach. So now the Gemara asks, when Ramea made this statement, that when was Ramea lenient and allowing us to complete the malacha, that's only if it was a malacha that's the Tzorech Moed. Aval Shiloi L'Tzorech Moed, if what's being done here is not needed for Yom Tov, and this is the way we're learning, we're going to learn the Gemara, obviously, like Rashi, that our Mishnah is talking about a place that we're not allowed to do malacha, that we're lenient for finishing malacha. But when are we finishing? When are we lenient? When it's L'Tzorech HaMoed. Avish Loi L'Tzorech HaMoed. If it's not L'Tzorech HaMoed, I feel a Nami Loi, we won't allow you to complete a malacha. Adilma, or perhaps Shloi L'Tzorech HaMoed Tanan. Our Mishnah, Ramea, is saying that it can only complete but not begin is only when it's loy l'tzorech hamoyed. Av l'tzorech hamoyed, if what's being done is l'tzorech hamoyed, as chulim as chulinan, then we will even be allowed to begin the malacha. Oidoma, or maybe it's a third way of understanding. Bein l'tzorech hamoyed, bein shloy l'tzorech. The factor if it's l'tzorech yotov or not is not what we look at. The only thing that we should consider is migmar in. If we're completing the malacha, we may, as chuli loy. Tashma, we learned in the Braisa. Avloyasch v'tchila, the Braisa says, somebody shouldn't begin a malacha ba'aba asar, a feel of tzutzel cotton, even a small belt, a feel of shivcha ketana, a shvacha ketana, small hairnet, may not be done on Erev Yom Tov. Or my afilu, what does the Braisa mean when it says afilu? Lav afilu hani, that obviously these are things that are being done l'tzorech hamoyed, and still the Braisa is teaching us that migmar in, we only could complete something that had begun, that we had begun before Yom Tov, is chuli loy, but we can't begin anything on Erev Yom Tov. Mechlal, from here we see the shloy l'tzorech, that if it was, that's So he was saying that you have to have two conditions to be lenient. That it's migmar, that it's the completion, not just the beginning. And number one, and number two, that's the tzar chamoyed. But if it's shloy le tzar chamoyed, then migmar nami lagarinin, we wouldn't even be allowed to complete something. Answers the Gemara loy. That's not necessarily the way we need to learn the brisa. Loyalam, because we can learn the shloy le tzarich, if it's not le tzar chamoyed, migmar nami lagarinin, we could even complete something that we had begun. Or maya filu. So if that's the case, what does the Mishnah, what did the brisa mean with the word afilu? The afilu is coming to teach us a different point. Afilu hani nam de zitru ninu. These malachas, which are not that significant, they're done, it's not that hard to do, it takes not much time to do. The sakadat chaminon, that here we don't differentiate, has chlosron zugma malachim, there's no beginning, there's no end, it's all one thing. And therefore, the halacha maybe ought to be naschu bo nami lechatchila. We should be even allowed to begin these on Erev Pesach, because beginning and ending is really all the same. Kamash Malan, no. That if you didn't begin, if you're not beginning, if you hadn't begun it before Erev Pesach, you may not complete it on Erev Pesach under any circumstances. So Toshma. So again, we go back to our original question: the leniency that Rameya began our Mishnah with. Is it only Lutzar Chamoid or even Shloy Lutzar Chamoid? It says in a Braisa, Ramei Oimer, Kam Malachashi Lutzar Chamoid, any Malach which is Lutzar Chamoid, the Malach is Goimra Baba Osso. You're allowed to finish an Erev Pesach, even though it's a place, even though this is a place where Malach normally is not done an Erev Pesach. Amosai, and points out the Braisa, when is that said? Bismach is Chabad Kodim Abba Osso. When you began before Erev Pesach. Avloi hiskel ba kadam abasa. Had you not begun before Erev Pesach, lo yaskel ba Erev Basar, we may not begin a new melacha on Erev Pesach. Afilu tzutzel katan, afilu svacha katana. And here it says, tzar chamoyed, that only if it's done with tzar chamoyed, shloy tzar chamoyed, loy, you couldn't finish. So isn't this clearly a proof that only something which is done with tzar chamoyed, you're allowed to complete and not begin. But if it was shloy letzar chamoyed, we wouldn't even be allowed to complete it. Answers the Gemara, no. Who had then feel a shloy letzar chamoyed? If it was shloy letzar, we could finish it. But what the Bryce is teaching us, that feel letzar chamoyed, that even if it's letzar chamoyed, migmar in, you can only complete something as chulaloy. And that means that what the Gemara is pointing is that we had three ways of understand, we have three possible ways of understanding the opinion of Rameya. And according to this point, the Gemara is going to say that according to Rameya on Erev Pesach, we could always finish, never begin. But when he said we could always finish, we could finish anything, both Letzar Chamoyed and Shloy Letzar. That, so we, again, don't have a clear understanding what Rameya held. Toshma, a different braisa. Rameya, I'm a kol malach shel Letzar Chamoyed. Any malach which is tzarich hamoyed, goyim reba abba asa. We could finish an Erev Pesach. She'en el tzarich hamoyed, but if it's not tzarich hamoyed, asur. We can't even finish it an Erev Pesach. And not, certainly not begin, but not even finish. Voisin, and we're allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach, ad chatzois, but mokim shenagu. In a place where the minig is that they do malach on Erev Pesach, they're allowed to do malach on any circumstances. Even if it's not Letzar Chamoyed. So we see that the Braisa is speaking about Gmar Melocha, which was not Letzar Chamoyed, and we're saying that we're allowed to do that, we're allowed to do such Melocha in a place that they do Melocha in Erev Pesach. But what do we see? Mokum Shenagu in a place where they do Melocha in Erev Pesach, that's what you could finish a Melocha, even if it's not Letzar Chamoyed. However, in a place when loy nagu, what a minig is not to do malach in Erev Pesach, loy. Even if we're not beginning, we're just finishing, we only can finish what is Letzar Chamoyed. So we see that the special dispensation the Rameya gave in the Mishnah, the Shema Minah, that the special dispensation that he gave in the Mishnah was Letzar Chamoyed in, only when it's Letzar Chamoyed, Shloy Letzar Chamoyed, loy, Shema Minah. So in other words, in a place where they don't do malach on Erev Pesach, Rameya gave some sort of a leniency in our Mishnah. That's the way we've been learning the Gemara. Like Rashi, That leniency is only given if two conditions are met. That's the tzarech hamoed, and it's also something which is migmar. They're only finishing, not beginning. The chamamir, we learned further in the Mishnah, shalos omnis, that there are three professions that could do melacha on Erev Pesach, hachayotim, hasafarim, hakovsim, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda added the ratzonim. Tana hachayotim, why we lenient with talis, that we find she can head you toif kedak v'chol shemoyid. We know that halacha is that a chalamoyid, one may not do melacha, and as is clear in our Gemara, the isser of doing melacha on chalamoyid is much more serious than the isser of doing melacha on Erev Pesach. So we find that we were lenient regarding doing melacha on chalamoyid, tailoring, then certainly we could be lenient on Erev Pesach. For svarim v'kovsim, barbers and launderers, shekain, we also find that there's a leniency in these melachas, because the Mishnah in the Masechet Ma'akotim teaches us that abam medina sayom, if somebody comes from overseas, or ayotzim v'esas surim, or somebody leaves prison, mesapur mechapsim mechal shemayim. So again, we see that these are more lenient melachas. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda oim afar atzonim, people who make shoes, she can only regal them as saknim and oleim b'chol shemayid. A chol shemayid, they used to be allowed to fix their shoes for people who oil a regal because it's a dover of it. But Michael, so ask the Gemara, what is the machloikis? What is the basis of the machloikis between Rabbi Yosef Yehud and the Chachamim? Answers the Gemara, Masover, Rabbi Yosef Yehud says, Lamedim, the tchilas melacha, we could learn that misayf melacha. Even though we just said that you could fix shoes of Chol HaMoed, and our Mishnah is tweaking about making shoes, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't differentiate between fixing and making. If you're allowed to fix shoes of Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make shoes on Erev Pesach. We've only been lenient in fixing shoes of Chol HaMoed. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda now says that you can make shoes of Chol HaMoed. And the Chum say we can't learn the halacha making from the halacha of fixing. Meshivin Shayf Chlantana Goylem. Again, our Mishnah continues discussing what is the halacha of Erev Pesach. But before we go further, our Gemara just spoke about people who do laundry, barbers. What are they allowed to do in Chol HaMoed? And it said that if somebody leaves prison, they're allowed to do, you're allowed to give him a haircut, you're allowed to clean his clothing. The Bi Aloch and Simon Tuf Kuf Mem Beis discusses what is the halacha if you're allowed to do this b'schar. Are you allowed to get paid? If somebody is doing this for these individuals, are you allowed to get paid? And he says you can't bring a raya from Erev Pesach, because an Erev Pesach, for sure you're allowed to get paid, because we just finished learning that Erev Pesach is more lenient than Chol HaMoed. And therefore he says, on Erev Pesach, all these malachas that we're allowed to do, you're allowed to even get paid. On Pesach, the halacha is, on Chol HaMoed itself, maybe you're allowed to do it for these people, but you should not get paid. Moreover, the Bi Aloch in Siman Tuf Kuf Laman Aleph says that when we are lenient on Chol HaMoed, the different circumstances that we just discussed, we could be lenient and we don't have to do the malacha with a shinui. Says the Gemara, continuing what we're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, Mashivin Shayf Matan Goylem, we're allowed to put eggs under a chicken that they should hatch into chicks on Arba Asar, on Erev Pesach, Tanagoyla Shabarcha, if we had a hen that was sitting on eggs and it ran away, Machzir Nashalom Kaima, we could bring it back to sit on those eggs in Erev Pesach, V'meisa, and if the hen that was sitting on these eggs died, Mashivin Acheres Tachteah, we could put another egg in that place. The Miri says that our Mishnah here is speaking about after Chatzos, because he says that what we just learned, these different activities that we just learned in the Mishnah, are not a Malach Gemurah, and therefore we can be lenient after Chatzos. Others say that only before Chatzos are these leniencies applicable. And the Tosfos Yontov actually says that that question of what our Mishnah says we're allowed to do is before Chatzos or after Chatzos, he says actually a Machlokes Torah and the Rambam. Continues the Mishnah. Garfin, we're allowed to clear out a yard that got dirty. B'takas ragla behema ba'aba osur. We could clean it out on Erev Pesach. Or b'mayid, but on Chol HaMoed, which as we just finished discussing, we have to be more stricter on Chol HaMoed. We could only masakim with stodim, push it to the side. Says the Mishnah. Malichin kelim on vi'in beis uman. We could take kelim that got broken to be repaired, or bring them from the repair shop, even though what we're doing is not l'tzarech hamayit. And the Gemara will explain that. So the Gemara began, the Mishnah began, that we could put a hen on eggs on Erev Pesach. And then it said that we could put the hen back. So ask the Gemara, hashta, if the halacha is that a suvim asvinin, that we could take a hen and put it on its eggs Erev Pesach, certainly the halacha is adurim mibayi, that we certainly could return it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Sefer Asul Chol HaMoed. When we said that we could return it, that was talking about Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, however, this halacha that we could put the hen back on the eggs is Lo Shanu Ela Shtoich Yom Lamirda. Only if it's within 3 days that the original hen ran away. The Kati Lo Parach Tzimrimine, the heat of the eggs is still there, and you could therefore put it back on, and they will hatch. However, if it ran after 3 days that it was on the eggs, the puzzle bay legamri, that at that point these eggs will never be edible because they already started forming into a chick. Then the halacha is they're gonna be ruined. Avol achas shlosh yom lemerda. But after 3 days that it ran away, the tzarach tzimrimina, that the entire heat went away, then the halacha v'tayich shloish liyishivasoi, or within 3 days, if it ran away 3 days after it sat down, the katlo psida bei legamri, that when they're still edible, they're usable as eggs. So since they're usable as eggs, loy madrinin, we don't need to make them into a chick. So according to Rav Huna, in order to be able to put the hen back, you have to have two conditions. It has to be within 3 days that it ran away, and it was already on the original egg for 3 days. Because without those conditions, we cannot allow you to put the chick back. Rav Ami, however, disagrees with Rav Huna. Rav Ami holds afilu toshloshi lishivosoi. Even if it ran away within 3 days of it sitting down, madrinan, we could bring it back, because that egg will never really be a great egg. Only certain people will be comfortable eating that egg, and that's why we could be lenient to try to make it into a chick. But my kumefugi, so ask the Gemara, what is the basis of the machlokes of Huna and Abba? Says the Gemara, Huna, so I will have some rubuchashu. Only when it's totally inedible for it as an egg. That's when we could put it back. But if it's edible as an egg, albeit not so great, that doesn't allow us to put it back on. And Rav Amar and Rav Ami holds that even if it's not that edible as an egg, even though you can't find people that will eat it as an egg, that's chashashu, and that's why we could put it back on to let it form into a chick. So we learned in the Mishnah Garfin Mitachas, we could clear out the garbage from under the animals on Abba Osor, on Erev Pesach, and on Chol HaMoed we could push it to the side. Tana Rabbanan, so the Braisa teaches us, Hazevel Shebechotzer, if there is garbage in the Chotzer, Mesakon Oysel Etzdodim, we could push it to the side. Sheberefes, but the garbage that's in the barn or in the Chotzer, Metzin Oysel Ashba, we could take it out to the garbage. So ask the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, don't we have a stira? Amrit, first we said, we could only push it to the side. And then the Bryson says, we could take it out entirely. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye Lo Kasha. On Abba Asa, we could take it out entirely. We could only push it to the side. Rav Amar, Rav has a different way of understanding the Braisa. Hava ha b'chol shemoid. The Braisa is only speaking about chol moid. V'achi kamer. Im nasa chatzur kerefes. If there's so much garbage in the chatzur that it begins to look like a refes, it begins to look terrible, it's there, and it's not adequate just to push it to the side, so under those circumstances, mitzin oisei lashba, we could take it out entirely. We then learned in the Mishnah, melichin kelim avim ebeis umen. We could take broken kelim or bring them home from the repair shop. When we were learning by Rava, Rava tested us. He asked us the following question. Melichin avim kelim ebeis umen abishen atzar chamayt, that we could take and bring kelim from the repair shop even though we don't need it for yontif. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. V'minu, but the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Ma'akotin, Eim Avim Kalim Beis Ha'uman, we may not bring back Kalim from the repair shop. V'im Chayshulam Shemi Yignavu, if we are concerned that they're going to get stolen, M'chifana L'chatz Acheris, we should take them to a home near the repair shop. But we're not allowed to bring them all the way home. Because bringing them all the way home, Rashi explains, is a Tircha Yaseira to bring it all the way home on Chol HaMoed. U'mashaninim. And how do we resolve this contradiction? Loikasha. Ba'ava asur, we could bring them home. But Chol HaMoed, we can't bring them all the way home. V'bay seima. Hava ha. Both of the Mishnayos are talking about Chol HaShemoed. V'l'choy kasha. Kam b'meminoi. That where we trust the person who repaired him, we cannot bring them home. Kam b'shein b'meminoi. That's Rashi's first pshat. We were concerned that the repair shop, the person who owns the repair shop, may sell them to someone else, we could bring them home. Rashi brings another pshat, that if the Baal HaBayis trusts the person who's repairing it, that when I come to pick up my keli, I have to pay him before, because the person says, I did my job, I need to get paid. So if I trust him, not to ask me to pay him another time, then I should leave it there. If I don't trust him, then I could take him home. Ask the Gemara, Votanya, it's not a kasha, it's a raya, Votanya says the Braisa, Mavin Kalim Beis Uman, we're allowed to bring Kalim back from the repair shop, Kigoyin Akadra Beis Akadr, a picture from those that fix pictures, Hakoismi Beis Azagag, a glass that we drink from somebody that repairs these glasses, because we need them for yontif. Avloy tsemer beis atzava, wool, which we don't need, dyed wool. Avloy kalim beis umim, or other kalim that are not needed for yontif. Vim ein loy ma yoichel v'moyed, if we don't have what to eat on yontif, nois loy scharoi, pay him. In other words, the person who's repairing the kelim needs the money, so I have to pay him. Vim ainam amina, but we don't trust him, the various examples that we just gave. Manicham bebayis asomachloi, leave it in the home next to this repair shop. V'ainachashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash So we see clearly, like the second teretz, that you have to leave the kelim by the repair shop, or not, depends if you trust them or not. So ask the Gemara, so we were able to answer the Me'ivian, when you're allowed to bring kelim home from the repair shop, when you may not. However, Malichin Kasha, what's the halacha about taking? The Tani, the Mishnah Masechta Ma'akot says, Eimavim, that you're not allowed to bring kelim home, and the Koshke de Malichim, you're not allowed to bring, and you're not allowed to take home. And our Mishnah says you're allowed to take it. Ella, Machvata Kedushin Makoro, we have to go back to our original Teretz, that there's a difference between Erev Pesach, where we're more lenient, versus Chol HaMoed. In Erev Pesach, we could even take it to the repair shop. Chol HaMoed, we could only bring it home.